Have a look around your home. Does your home feel you, or does it feel you 10 years ago? Maybe it's time to update your home with a fresh coat of Behr Premium Plus interior paint. Today, make your home feel more you. Behr, the most trusted brand. Ranked most trusted paint brand based on the 2022 Lifestory Research Study. Have a look around your home. Does your home feel you, or does it feel you 10 years ago? Maybe it's time to update your home with a fresh coat of Behr Premium Plus interior paint. Today, make your home feel more you. Behr, the most trusted brand. Ranked most trusted paint brand based on the 2022 Lifestory Research Study.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the show, we have Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag Basketball, and Nets Republic. We preview the 2022 NBA playoff second round matchups and talk about the first round playoff matchups that caught our attention. Plus, we have the latest league lead in the 2022 NBA playoffs and the second round playoff matchups. That's coming up on this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Memphis Grizzlies. This highly anticipated series has been phenomenal so far. They've only played one game as this show is airing, but man, we're seeing the Golden State Warriors get back into rare form, get back to their prime with the likes of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Of course, we saw Draymond get ejected in the first half of the game for pulling Brandon Clark's jersey. Draymond still standing by what he did, and he's gone on television, including going on the NBA on TNT show with Ernie Johnson, Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaquille O'Neal, still stating his claim on the incident that had taken place. So you've got the Golden State Warriors and an emerging star with Jordan Poole, and you're going up against a Memphis Grizzlies team that is on the rise, and it's some with the likes, as I mentioned earlier, with Brandon Clark and Desmond Bane, one of the premier shooters in the league, along with Jaren Jackson Jr. Of course, you can't forget about Ryan Anderson, Dylan Brooks. Also, of course, superstar himself, Ja Morant. Again, Memphis fell to the Warriors in Game 1, 117-116, but man, this is the makings of something special, and I've got to tell you, with the Golden State Warriors looking like the Golden State Warriors of old, with the Splash Brothers, with Steph and Klay, and hopefully with Draymond Green, he can kind of get his act together mentally so they can stay on course to finish out this playoff run. And then with Memphis playing the way they are, playing the way that they've been playing, I know they kind of took Minnesota for granted at times in this series, but Memphis hung with Golden State in Game 1. They fell short. Ja Morant missing the go-ahead layup as time expired. But nevertheless, this is going to be a long series. And if you love excitement, this series between Memphis and Golden State is going to be exciting. My next storyline is going to be the Dallas Mavericks and Phoenix Suns series. Phoenix in Game 1 would win 121-114. But, man, let me tell you something. Phoenix is still riding that high from that series against the New Orleans Pelicans, because in Game 1, it was Blazing Saddles for them. Chris Paul, rare form. DeAndre Ayton was in rare form. Devin Booker, a hamstring? Please. That hamstring injury is really in the back of not just his mind, but it's in the back of a lot of basketball fans' minds. Phoenix came in right out of the gate, not just on the offensive side, but with the defense brought on by Mikal Bridges. He was able to get key stops when necessary, but this is going to be a long series like the Memphis and Golden State series, in my opinion. Now, I have Memphis and Golden State going 7. I've got Phoenix and Dallas going in 6, but this could be the series to see what Luka Doncic is made of. We saw what Luka was made of in the series against Utah. He finished with 45 points. in game one, but he's going to need a lot of help. He's going to have to get help from Spencer Dinwiddie and Maxi Kleber, who, by the way, shot the lights out in game one. He's going to need help from Jalen Brunson and company. So Phoenix, at the peak of their powers right now, they had the best record in the NBA during the regular season. So we shall see. But this Phoenix and Dallas series, again, Chris Paul, Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, the list goes on, and how many players that are going to be make a big impact in this series. And for my last storyline is going to be James Harden. The Miami Heat beat the Philadelphia 76ers in game one, 106-92. Tobias Harris was the leading scorer for the 76ers. But where was James Harden in all of this? This is the series where James is going to have to come alive. And it seems as though, yeah, James scored 16 points, but he just seems like he's a step behind. For 2 years, he's been out of shape. The conditioning is not there. And I just don't know. I know James is due a Supermax deal this summer worth over $200 million. I think Daryl Morey is going to go ahead and pay James because him and James have a great relationship dating back to their days when they both were members of the Houston Rockets. Of course, Daryl Morey was the general manager of the Rockets. Now he's the GM with the Philadelphia 76ers. But James has got to get it together because they're saying Joel Embiid could be back maybe between either games 3, 4, or even 5. But I don't know. James, this is the series where James Harden is going to have to shut a lot of people up. People saying he's a step slow. He's still trying to play his way back into shape. The conditioning is not there. He's got a lot of pressure on him, and we know James loves the party. James loves the nightclub scene, and I don't know. It just seems that LeBron James is aging gracefully, a man who spends over $1 million a year on his body. James Harden, the complete opposite. But, you know, he's a perfect example of somebody that has gotten by on talent and just skills, just natural, being naturally gifted and naturally talented. That's James Harden. So I know Philadelphia sports fans can be rowdy, they can be rambunctious, but they're very passionate. They love their sports teams. And this time of the year, with the 76ers being in the playoffs, they want a lot out of James Harden and then some. And if they don't get it in this series, and if they lose this series, there's going to be a lot of questions in the offseason, and you can bet that 76ers fans, well, Philadelphia sports fans, are going to give James Harden, Daryl Morey, and Sixers management an earful. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders and also the current standings in the second-round playoff matchups, as well as we'll give you the scores from round two of both the Philadelphia-Miami series and the Dallas and Phoenix series. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. From rising inflation and higher taxes in retirement to market volatility, your 401k to your IRA, your pension to your Social Security to Medicare. Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do? Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with the financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. From rising inflation and higher taxes in retirement, to market volatility, your 401k, to your IRA, your pension, to your Social Security, to Medicare. Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do? Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with the financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few hundred bucks in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few hundred bucks in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Before we get you to the current league leaders in the playoffs as well as the current standings in the conference semifinal matchups. We want to give you some scores from the previous action, starting off with game one between the series between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. Miami would go on to win 106-92. For the Heat, Tyler Hero had 25 points. Bam Adebayo had a double-double with 24 points and 12 rebounds. And Jimmy Butler finished with 15 points. On the losing side for the 76ers, Tobias Harris had 27 points. Tyrese Maxey finished with 19 points. And James Harden finished with 16 points. Again, Miami would beat Philadelphia in game one of their series. Final score 106-92. Miami leads the series 1-0. And in game one of the series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Phoenix Suns, Phoenix would win 121-114. For the Suns, DeAndre Ayton had 25 points. Devin Booker finished with 23 points. And Chris Paul had 19 points. The leading scorer for the Dallas Mavericks was Luka Doncic. He finished with the double-double, 45 points and 12 rebounds. Again, the final score in game one, the Dallas Mavericks would lose to the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix would win 121-114. Phoenix leads the series 1-0. All right, it's time now for the current league leaders in the NBA playoffs. Let's start off with points per game. The current leading scorer is Luka Doncic of the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 33 points per game. Coming in at number two is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He averaged 31 points per game. Tied for third is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. They both averaged 27.8 points per game. And coming in at fifth is from the representing the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one, Jonas Valanciunas from the New Orleans Pelicans. He averaged 14.3 rebounds per game during the playoffs. At number two is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's averaging 13 rebounds per game. Coming in tied for third is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. And in fifth is Nikola Vucevic from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is field goal percentage. And we have a tie for first place, a five-way tie for first place. Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the Utah Jazz, Tony Bradley from the Chicago Bulls, Haywood Highsmith from the Miami Heat, DeAndre Jordan from the Philadelphia 76ers, and Zeke Nnaji from the Denver Nuggets. They all have shot 100% during the playoffs. Next category is assists per game. At number one, Ja Morant, representing the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 10.4 assists per game. At number two is Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's averaging 10.1 assists per game. Coming in at number three, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 9.4 assists per game. And coming in fourth and fifth are Milwaukee Bucks teammates Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton. Next category is steals per game. At number one, representing the Miami Heat, is Jimmy Butler with 2.6 steals per game. And at number two, Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. He's averaging 2.4 steals per game. Coming in at number three, Jared Culver from the Memphis Grizzlies. At number four, Herbert Jones from the New Orleans Pelicans. And at number five is Javante Green from the Chicago Bulls. Next category is blocks per game. At number one, representing the Memphis Grizzlies, Jaren Jackson Jr. At number two is Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. And in a tie for third place, with averaging two blocks per game, DeAndre Jordan from the Philadelphia 76ers and Karl Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in fifth place, representing the Minnesota Timberwolves, is Jaden McDaniels. Next category is three-point field goals made. At number one, Desmond Bain from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's made 28 three-point field goals during these playoffs. Coming in at number two, Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. At number three, the other Splash brother, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors. At number four, Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And at number five, representing the Dallas Mavericks, is Maxi Kleber. The next category that we have is three-point percentage. At number one, representing the Golden State Warriors, Gary Payton II. At number two, representing the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jordan McLaughlin. Number three, representing the Milwaukee Bucks, Grayson Allen. At number four, Al Horford from the Boston Celtics. And coming in at number five is Maxi Kleber from the Dallas Mavericks. Payton is currently shooting 75% from three-point range during the playoffs. McLaughlin shot 57%. Grayson Allen is currently shooting 56%. Al Horford is currently shooting 54%. And Maxi Kleba is currently shooting 53%. And then the next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one, Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors. He's shooting 93% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is his teammate from the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry. He's shooting 92% from the free throw line. Coming in at number three is Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He shot 91% from the free throw line. Coming in at fourth is Trae Young from the Atlanta Hawks. He shot 90% from the free throw line. And coming in at fifth is his teammate, Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks. He also shot 90% from the free throw line. And then the last category that we have is minutes played. Coming in at number one, Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He averaged 44 minutes per game during the playoffs. Coming in at number two, Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors. Coming in at number three, Dorian Finney-Smith from the Dallas Mavericks. Coming in fourth is Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. And in fifth is Mikal Bridges from the Phoenix Suns. And those are your current league leaders during the 2022 NBA playoffs. Now, let's give you the current standings in terms of the series leads in the conference semifinals. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference in the series between the number one seed Miami Heat and the number four seed Philadelphia 76ers. Miami leads the series 1-0. And in the series between the Milwaukee Bucks, the third seed, going up against the number two seed Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks currently have a 1-0 lead over the Boston Celtics in their series. Again, the third seed, Milwaukee Bucks, going up against the second seed, Boston Celtics. Milwaukee currently leads 1-0. And in the first seed, Miami Heat, going up against the fourth seed, Philadelphia 76ers. Miami currently leads their series 1-0. And in the Western Conference, we have the number one seed, Phoenix Suns, leading their series 1-0 over the fourth seed, Dallas Mavericks. And then the third seed, the Golden State Warriors, going up against the number two seed, Memphis Grizzlies. Golden State leads their series 1-0. So still very early in these matchups. Some fireworks, I expect, in really all of these series, particularly in the Golden State and Memphis series. When we come back from the break, I have an interview with Nick Agar-Johnson. Nick is the co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. And he's also a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, and Nets Republic. We preview the 2022 NBA playoffs second round matchups, and we talk about the first round playoff matchups that caught our attention. Nick is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up is, if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? Ask Gregory is our new podcast with financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. From rising inflation and higher taxes in retirement to market volatility, your 401k to your IRA, your pension to your Social Security to Medicare. Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do? Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with the financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few $100 in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency. Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few $100 in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. From rising inflation and higher taxes in retirement, to market volatility, your 401k, to your IRA, your pension, to your Social Security, to Medicare. Got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do? Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with the financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app, the iHeartRadio app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few $100 in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Learn the ins and outs, do's, don'ts, rules, and tools of the financial world. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning at Life app or wherever you get your podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning at Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up on the show over the last 10 years is that if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? It's a funny thing. We put a few $100 in our 401k every month. It ends up to be thousands of dollars every year, hundreds of thousands of dollars over our career, and you don't really know that much about it. How do you invest it? How do you diversify? buy? What do you buy? What do you avoid? You've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do. Ask Gregory. Ask Gregory is our new podcast with these financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning It Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency. Ask Gregory is a financial podcast from the guys who bring you Winning It Life with Gregory Riggs. Something that's come up is, if you're not at your old job, maybe your 401k shouldn't be either. But do you really know why we say that? Ask Gregory is our new podcast with financial topics broken down into specific little chunks. So if you have a financial situation or you just want to learn more about money, ask Gregory. Find the Ask Gregory podcast on the Winning It Life app or wherever you get podcasts. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. The firm is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any government agency.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Peak Performance knows that, according to studies, nearly 30 million men suffer from ED and won't do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid the solution will be painful. Maybe they don't react well to medication. Maybe they're afraid it won't work. Don't be part of that 30 million. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181. Or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
If your litter box could talk, what would it say to you?
Good morning. Lovely day, isn't it?
Or perhaps,
what's up with all the clay dust and chemicals you're laying on me and the cat?
If that's the case, consider World's Best Cat Litter. It's virtually dust-free, quick clumping, and lasts twice as long as clay litter. And because it's made from corn, it's chemical-free and a naturally safe choice. World's Best Cat Litter, the number one selling natural litter brand for a reason.
People of Louisiana, Caesars Sportsbook is giving out first bet insurance for all new users, up to $1,100. Download the app and use promo code RADIOCBR and then place your first bet. If you win, congrats. But if not, you'll get your wager back as a free bet. Must be 21 and physically present in Louisiana. Permit pending in Horseshoe, Bossier City. Not available in prohibited parishes. New users only. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a law. Paid as a single bet credit. Must be used within 14 days. See Caesars.com/promos for full terms. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive.
Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Especially Powell when the shot went up by Donovan, but quickly able to retain it and put it in for a nice little two-point shot inside.
First shot attempt, Doncic. This season, in this series, 18 per game. Doncic got the body bump and gets it to go. It rattles home. He was looking for a call. Turnover. Hernan Gomez, 2-on-1 developing. He's going to do it himself. Blocked by Doncic. Gets back defensively. Leak out. Dinwiddie. Pump fake and all alone for two.
9 times out of 10, they're going to call that.
Brunson's got 20 points to lead the Mavs. Doncic. Oh, yeah. Doncic. Finney Smith trying to quiet the crowd. He does. Nylon on a triple. Doncic, hesitation, corner, Brunson, he's got it! Jalen Brunson with a rainbow three!
I mean, it's great, man. I'm really happy to get back first round. The last 2 years were tough, but you know, I think we learned something from the last year. It was a suffering game. Utah played their ass off, and respect to them, they have a great team. But I'm just happy we got past this first round, man.
Oh, wow. Welcome back to the program, everybody. That audio was courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA and TNT, Turner Sports, and Dallas Mavericks guard Luka Doncic and also guard Jalen Brunson in action against the Utah Jazz in Game 6 of the first round of the 2022 NBA playoffs. And Luka used some very colorful language at the end to describe the play of the Utah Jazz. Of course, Utah giving them a fight, but in the end it was the Dallas Mavericks that would win their first round playoff series. To talk, just give us a brief overview of what he felt about the first round of the 2022 NBA playoff matchups, as well as a preview of the conference semifinals in both the Eastern and the Western Conference. We want to welcome him back to the program, Nick Agard-Johnson. Nick, welcome back, my man.
Thank you for having me back, Ed. Always fun to talk basketball with you, and obviously it's an exciting time of year as we're progressing towards the later rounds of the NBA playoffs.
Oh, you've got that right. And, Nick, we're going to preview the second-round matchups in just a moment, but I want to talk just briefly about the first-round matchups. Nick, it's been a long time since we've had an exciting first round of playoff matchups like this in the NBA playoffs in quite some time. I want to ask you, what were some of the moments that caught your eye during the first round of the 2022 NBA playoffs?
I think the moments that really caught my eye the most were in the Memphis Grizzlies-Minnesota Timberwolves series. You know, it was a 2-7 matchup, so clearly Memphis was heavily favored. But Minnesota played really great basketball throughout that series that ended up going to 6 games. And after the Timberwolves won the first game, it looked like the Grizzlies might be in trouble a little bit. And that series was really a breakout performance for Anthony Edwards, who was absolutely spectacular. And, of course, John Morant building on the spectacular season he's had, helping out the Memphis Grizzlies. But really the most impressive Grizzly, I think, in the opening round series was Desmond Bane, who absolutely helped to carry this Memphis team into the second round where they are now. So definitely the series that intrigued me the most was that 2-7 matchup on the Western Conference side. And then on the Eastern Conference side, the 76ers-Toronto Raptors matchup I thought was really intriguing. That was the one series in the Eastern Conference that ended up going to 6 games. And even though it was a 4-5 matchup, it definitely seemed like the 76ers had the upper hand coming into the series. But the Raptors really battled after they went down 3-0 in that series. And I thought it was a really impressive performance from the young core that the Raptors have alongside, of course, a really, really great performance from Pascal Siakam that unfortunately wasn't enough to carry the Raptors into the next round. But definitely the Memphis-Minnesota series on the Western Conference side and the Philadelphia-Toronto series on the Eastern Conference side were the most intriguing series, in my mind, of the first round.
You know, I want to bring up another intriguing matchup, Nick. The Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. One of your favorite players, Chris Paul, he shined bright in this series, especially in the last two games, games 5 and game 6. But in my opinion, we saw an awakening. We saw a new era. We saw a team emerge into the national landscape, and that's the New Orleans Pelicans, especially with Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum and those stars that emerged like Jose Alvarado and Herbert Jones and, of course, Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr. Give me your take on the Suns-Pelicans series and the New Orleans franchise going forward and learning from this series.
Absolutely. That was an incredibly impressive series from the New Orleans Pelicans. And heading into that series, I thought that New Orleans would be lucky to win one game just because the Phoenix Suns were really the most dominant team in the NBA all season long. And yet this young and upcoming Pelicans team just really battled it out with the Phoenix Suns. And they gave more minutes to rookies in that first-round series than every other team in the first round. And I think it actually ended up being more minutes going to rookies than any other team combined throughout the first round of the playoffs. And Jose Alvarado, as you mentioned, just a wonderful, wonderful story. Someone who was undrafted, who didn't have a spot in the NBA until partway through the season for New Orleans, and someone who has just absolutely proven himself as someone who can be a rotation guard in the NBA and just defensive menace and someone who you can always trust to make the effort plays. And in a similar vein, Herbert Jones has been one of the most impressive defenders in the NBA this year, let alone one of the most impressive rookie defenders I've seen in a long time. And the two of them as young guns for New Orleans, alongside obviously the star duo of Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum. They were incredibly impressive in that series, and Phoenix ended up winning a lot due to the heroics of Chris Paul, especially down the stretch run of the games in that series. But what a wonderful performance from the New Orleans Pelicans. And definitely given how the season started for the Pelicans, it was a completely different story by the end of the year. And they're definitely a team that will be dangerous in the years to come. And they've already proven that they're a dangerous team given how much trouble they gave Phoenix in the opening round of the Western Conference playoffs.
This summer is going to be an interesting summer for New Orleans. Zion Williamson is expected to be due the rookie Supermax extension. He's already told the Pelicans that, and he's told me several media outlets, he plans to sign the rookie Supermax, similar to what Luka did a year or two ago. Do you think, in your opinion, Nick, do you think that this is a two-part question. If Zion is healthy, do you think the Pelicans will be a playoff team, not just a play-in team, but a playoff team next year with him in the lineup? And even if he's not healthy, do you still see the Pelicans as being a playoff team, earning a playoff spot for next year with just Brandon and CJ?
So I think that New Orleans has a really good shot at a playoff berth next year, even without Zion. I mean, the trade deadline for them was obviously huge, with CJ McCollum in particular coming to New Orleans. But really, they were a team that, other than a 1-12 start, which obviously wasn't great, other than that 1-12 start, they were really good down the stretch run of the season. And ultimately, when you're looking forward to next year, the team is going to be much more like the team that played down the stretch run of the season than the team that sort of started out the season struggling. The Zion question is very interesting. I think if he's healthy, New Orleans pretty much has to offer him the Supermax, just because when Zion was healthy, he was one of probably the 10 best players in the NBA, maybe even one of the 5 best players in the NBA, honestly. And the fact that the Pelicans made it as far as they did through the play-in and into the playoffs to make a tough fight in that first round all without Zion is incredibly impressive. So I think that they have a decent chance of making the playoffs as opposed to the play-in, even if Zion does not return healthy next season. But if Zion does come back healthy and plays anything like the Zion that we saw playing last season, then I think this New Orleans team is a pretty clear playoff contender.
All right, fair enough. And let's move along now to the second round of the NBA playoffs. We have the conference semifinals. Let's start with on the Eastern Conference, the number one seed, Miami Heat, going up against the fourth seed, Philadelphia 76ers. First for the Heat, I mean, they rocked and rolled their way to the second round. In the first round series, they had no problems taking care of Trae Young, John Collins, and the Atlanta Hawks. Kyle Lowry suffered an injury throughout this series. But, hey, when you've got Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, Bam Adebayo, and of course Gabe Vincent stepped up in a major way in this series. Again, Jimmy Butler was hurt throughout the Atlanta series. They could get him back for the series against Philly. Meanwhile, we know Joel Embiid, developing story, orbital bone fracture, mild concussion. He's expected to miss at least the first couple of games in this series. So it's going to fall on James Harden, and James Harden is due a big Supermax deal. But at the end of the season or by this summer, he's due the Supermax deal, and you got Tyrese Maxey. Give me your thoughts on the Miami and Philadelphia series.
So the biggest question right now, I think, for this series is with Jimmy Butler, who's listed as questionable. In the 4 games that he played against the Atlanta Hawks, he was transcendent. He scored 30 points a game, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, almost 3 steals, made 44% of his triples, 54% field goal percentage total. He just had an absolutely monster series against the Hawks in round 1. And if that is fully healthy by game 2, then I think that is really going to be important for Miami's chances in this series. Now, on the flip side, the Joel Embiid injury, I think, completely changes the tone of this series, because before he was injured, it was going to be a battle between two of the best centers in the NBA in Joel Embiid and Bam Adebayo. And with the orbital bone fracture and the concussion that Embiid is currently dealing with, there's currently no timeline for his return. That absence for Embiid, coupled with the fact that Jimmy Butler might actually be back, almost certainly it seems like he'll be there for game two, I think that gives Miami a clear advantage in a series that might otherwise, I think, have been a little bit harder to call.
What's your take on James Harden? I know the pressure's got to be on him. Again, he's only been in Philly since the middle of February with the trade deadline, and people are still waiting for him to get back to the James Harden that we know, James Harden being an offensive machine. Again, as I mentioned earlier this summer, he's expected to get paid the over $200 million Supermax deal. How do you, in your opinion, Nick, how do you think James Harden will come alive in this series?
I think this series will be incredibly important, not just for James Harden's chances of signing the Supermax this summer, but really this series is going to be a part of his legacy either way. If he ends up carrying the 76ers for long enough for Joel Embiid to come back, and if they end up making it to the Eastern Conference Finals, I think that will be a huge point in James Harden's favor, who, other than a couple of series early on in his career for the Thunder, he has really struggled throughout the playoffs. And this year has been concerning in the fact that he's looked a step slower than he had in previous years. And he was struggling with an injury in last year's playoffs for Brooklyn, which definitely made things harder for him in last year's playoffs. But even in the first round series for the 76ers, he was kind of up and down, and he will need to be very consistent anyway for this Sixers team, but especially he will need to be consistent with Joel Embiid sitting on the bench with that orbital bone fracture and concussion. It'll be very important for James Harden's future, not just for his sort of reputation in Philadelphia, for him to really put together a top-tier performance in this round against Miami. And honestly, even if the Sixers end up losing this series with Embiid sitting on the bench, I think that as long as Harden keeps it competitive and is sort of the star for the Sixers in this series, then he'll probably still be in line for that Supermax this summer. But Tyrese Maxey actually outscored him in that first-round series against Toronto. So really, if Tyrese Maxey ends up being the guard that sort of takes over for the Sixers in this series, it will definitely not look good for James Harden and for his chances of signing the deal that he wants to sign, presumably this summer.
All right, so the matchup as it stands, we've got South Beach versus Broad Street. Who do you like in this series between Miami and Philadelphia, and why? And how many games?
I think it's going to be Miami. I want to say 6 games. I think that Philadelphia will get one really good performance from Joel Embiid down the later games of the series, presuming he comes back by, say, games 4 or 5. And I think the fact that Miami is missing Kyle Lowry and they have a whole bunch of players listed as questionable, they are, I think, going to come out on top in the series. I think they're the better team overall, and especially I think they're the better team with Joel Embiid on the bench. But I think Philadelphia wins a game or two in the series. I don't think they get swept, but I think that it will probably end up being Miami in 5 or 6 games, and I'm going to say Miami for this one.
All right, so Nick says Miami will beat Philadelphia in 6 games. And let's move along now to the other playoff series in the Eastern Conference, the number 2 seed Boston Celtics going up against the 3rd seed Milwaukee Bucks. So game 1, the defending champions, they handled their business. And a gentleman by the name of Giannis Antetokounmpo, of course, a 2-time league MVP, also a finals MVP, came in and he did what Giannis did best, took advantage of the situation, not just rebounding, but doing his thing with the getting outside shots as well. But Drew Holiday, again, this is where we really see the supporting cast step up. Drew Holiday played nicely. No Chris Middleton, but they've got Bobby Portis, who I've said has been an X factor for the Bucks as well, and also Pat Connaughton and a host of others for Milwaukee. Boston, we know about Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, the reigning defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart, and Boston's got to get it together for this series. So give me your take on the Boston and Milwaukee series.
So Milwaukee ended up winning game 1 of this series pretty comfortably, even though they were in Boston for that game. Milwaukee taking the first one, 101-89, and Giannis putting up a triple-double in that opening game. I think that the Celtics did struggle in game one with Milwaukee size and will continue to struggle throughout the series with Milwaukee size. Obviously, if you have Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court, you've got basically a seven-footer who alternates between center, power forward, and point guard, basically depending on the possession, which is hard for any team to guard, but is particularly hard for a Celtics team with Robert Williams sort of just coming back from injury in the opening round series, and Al Horford and Daniel Tice certainly not being at this point in their career of the same caliber as Giannis Antetokounmpo. So Milwaukee really sort of gave Boston difficulties down low in the first game of this series. And while I don't think it's going to be a Milwaukee sweep by any means, certainly Milwaukee has the advantage down low in the remaining games of this series.
All right. Give me your take on who will win this matchup and how many games and why.
I think that this one will go to the Bucks in six. I think that Chris Middleton, who has been ruled out for the entirety of the second round series against the Celtics, him being absent for the entirety is going to be difficult for the Bucks, but ultimately they already have a one game advantage and they won that opening game in Boston against the Celtics. So I think that Milwaukee, with their edge down low, with Giannis playing the way that he has all year long and particularly in that opening game, with Drew Holiday continuing to be the defensive menace that he is while also contributing on the offensive end with his three-point shooting, I think that even without Chris Middleton on the floor for the Bucks, that they have the advantage over the Celtics. And Bobby Portis as well averaged 11 rebounds in that opening series against Toronto despite only starting for the sixth game. I think that between Giannis and Brooke Lopez that Boston will continue to struggle to score in the paint and continue to struggle to snare rebounds. So ultimately, I think that Milwaukee takes this series, and I'm going to say that they take it in six games.
Brooke Lopez is getting hot at the right time. He had been hurt for much of the season and even in the early part of the playoff run, but now he's really stepping into high gear, as you mentioned earlier, Nick. They need his contributions in the paint and getting rebounds in the outside shooting throughout this series. So that takes care of the Eastern Conference matchups. Let's move along now to the Western Conference matchups. The number one seed Phoenix Suns going up against the fourth seed Dallas Mavericks. For the Phoenix Suns, what a series it was in the first round against the New Orleans Pelicans, the ageless wonder. We talk about him a lot. Chris Paul handling his business, also getting help from DeAndre Ayton, Jay Crowder, also Cam Johnson. Mikal Bridges really came of age in this series, and Devin Booker was hurt throughout much of the New Orleans series. They expect to have him back against the Mavericks in this series. And as for Dallas, they got over the hump big time, especially with Luka Doncic finally getting past the first round. Jalen Brunson came of age in the Utah series. The likes of Dorian Finney-Smith came up huge in this one, along with Spencer Dinwiddie. Just give me your thoughts on the series with Phoenix and Dallas.
Absolutely. So starting on the Dallas side, after two heroic performances by Luka Doncic in series losses against the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round of the playoffs, both last year and the year before, he did, as you mentioned, finally get over the hump in this series against Utah and helped Dallas out by winning that series in six games. He played in the final three games, two of which were Dallas Mavericks victories. And he's someone who has been one of the rising stars in the NBA basically since his rookie season, honestly. And him making this next step in the playoffs into the second round is a huge moment for him. And unfortunately for him and the Dallas Mavericks, again, they're going up against a Phoenix Suns team that was really the best team in the NBA basically all season long. And they had a really hard-fought opening round series against the New Orleans Pelicans, which on the one side shows that, you know, the Suns can, in fact, be toppled. But on the flip side, I don't think the Suns are going to take their foot off the gas at all after that opening round series against the Pelicans that I'm certain was closer than they wanted it to be. So it'll be really interesting to see the Luka Doncic matchup versus Mikal Bridges, who, as you mentioned, had a spectacular opening round for the Phoenix Suns, including his first ever 30-point game in the playoffs, and he will almost certainly be tasked with the vast majority of the defensive responsibility on Luka Doncic. And Bridges is someone who was pretty close to being the defensive player of the year. He was in the top five of the voting for defensive player of the year this season. And he will definitely have a difficult task ahead of him with trying to control Luka Doncic in this series. But that in particular, I think, is going to be a really fun matchup to watch.
I want to stay with the matchups for a moment. Chris Paul going up against Luka Doncic. I mean, Chris Paul, again, he's found the fountain of youth since he's been in Phoenix. Luka is coming of age. What do you make of this matchup with CP3 going up against Luka?
It's very interesting because one of Luka's greatest gifts is that he plays such a controlled game even at his young age and really has since his rookie season, which, you know, on the one hand makes sense because he'd been a professional for a few years before he made it to the NBA. But on the flip side, it is also surprising to see a 23-year-old have such command over a playoff series. And, you know, with Chris Paul, you get the flip side of that. You get a 36-year-old ageless wonder veteran point guard who, once again, you know, when it comes down to crunch time, is one of the most reliable options in the NBA. And, you know, he made his first NBA Finals last year with the Suns, but they weren't able to overcome the Milwaukee Bucks in that final series. And especially after they really had a fear-inducing, I think, first-round series against the New Orleans Pelicans that was much closer than they wanted it to be, I think that Chris Paul is going to go into absolute overdrive in the series. And especially with Devin Booker expected to be healthy and playing in Game 1, the two of them are really going to show just what they showed last year, I think, you know, in that they are two spectacular guards who have really learned to work exceptionally well alongside each other. And the Chris Paul-Luka matchup is interesting on the sort of point guard playmaking front. It'll be interesting to see how much time Chris Paul spends on Luka Doncic versus Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie, who I'm assuming will be his primary defensive assignments, with Mikal Bridges being sort of thrown on Luka. But down the stretch run of those games, it's going to be Chris Paul versus Luka Doncic with some sprinkles, certainly, of Devin Booker in there. And, you know, maybe even a few games where Devin Booker is the one that takes over late. But ultimately, with Luka Doncic, you've got one of the rising young stars in the NBA who has proven himself in the clutch time and time again. And on the other side, you have Chris Paul, who, despite not making the NBA Finals until last year, has been an absolutely valiant warrior in every playoff that he's played in. And once again, in that opening round series, he continued to show that there are very few people in the world who you want to have the ball in their hands more down the stretch run of the fourth quarter.
All right, Nick, give me who wins the series in how many games and why.
I think that Phoenix takes this in six. I think that ultimately Dallas has enough in Luka and Jalen Brunson and Spencer Dinwiddie, mostly off the bench, to take a couple games from Phoenix. And I think that, you know, Phoenix showed in round one that if a team really plays a spectacular game and plays great together, that they can be beaten, even though they were the best team in the NBA this season by a pretty significant margin. They can be beaten if you approach it the right way. So I think Dallas will take a game or two in the series, but I think Phoenix, with Chris Paul and Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton and Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, Cam Johnson, just the entirety of their rotation, I think ultimately, even though the star power between Luka and either Devin Booker or Chris Paul, depending on who you think is the Suns' best player, Luka versus one of the two of them is, I think, going to be a very interesting matchup to try and get a handle on. But ultimately, I think that the combination of star guards that Phoenix has, along with their really well-put-together rotation, I think they have the edge in this series. But there's no doubt in my mind that Luka will absolutely take over one or two of these games and give Dallas the edge in those games. But I think that Phoenix has too much for them to overcome over the course of an entire series.
All right, that takes care of Phoenix and Dallas. And, Nick, you mentioned about the Memphis and the Minnesota series, how that captured your attention on the Western Conference side. Well, Memphis is going to be in another barn burner of a series against, the Golden State Warriors. Game one, Golden State won it in a very, very close margin, a very exciting game. the Golden State Warriors. We know about the championship pedigree with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and you can add an emerging star with Jordan Poole. As far as the Memphis Grizzlies is concerned, I mean, you talk about one heck of a young team, but a team that's on the rise. Jaren Jackson Jr., Brandon Clark, Dylan Brooks, Ryan Anderson, Desmond Bane, one of the premier shooters in the league, and, of course, Ja Morant. What more can you say about him? Just give me your thoughts on the Memphis and Golden State series.
That first game of the Golden State-Memphis series was just spectacular to watch, and Ja Morant put up an absolutely heroic effort, and unfortunately his layup attempt at the end of the game ended up not going in, and that was the one-point margin in this game between the two teams. And I think really you mentioned it up top. With the Golden State Warriors, you've got the championship pedigree. You know, you've still got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green in the fold, along with Andre Iguodala now back for the Warriors. Granted, he isn't quite the Andre Iguodala he was during the Warriors' first few championships, but, you know, they still have that sort of core of the four of them. And when you add in Jordan Poole to that, who is someone who has made an absolutely spectacular rise this season after really, really struggling in his first year in the NBA, and certainly was not someone who I would have thought would have been this successful at all in the NBA, much less this successful this young. It's a really exciting Warriors squad. But looking over at the Grizzlies side, I mean, the Phoenix Suns have a deep roster, but the Grizzlies also have a really, really deep roster. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, Desmond Bane had an awesome performance in round one for the Grizzlies. Ja Morant won Most Improved Player this year, and that was on the heels of a pretty spectacular sophomore season, just to sort of show how much he's grown, even though he was a spectacular player last year as well. And then you have Dylan Brooks, Brandon Clark, Jaren Jackson Jr., Kyle Anderson, Tyus Jones. I mean, you can just run down the list of players that this Grizzlies team can put out there on the court. I mean, Steven Adams has barely averaged 10 minutes a game in this series, and he started a couple of games for the Grizzlies in these playoffs. So they have a really, really deep team led by a rising superstar in Ja Morant. So even though Golden State might have the sort of championship core, their big three from that championship core still around, this Grizzlies team is just deep across every position and will give Golden State struggles, I think, throughout this round of the playoffs.
Wow, what an amazing start to this series between Memphis and Golden State. All right, the million-dollar question, Nick. I have to ask you this. Who wins the series, and how many games, and why?
This is the toughest one for me to call, and I think that seems even clearer to me after just how close the first game of this series was. I think that the Warriors will win this series in seven. I'm very close to siding with Memphis in this one, but ultimately I think when you have the playoff experience and playoff success of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson in your camp, not to mention the sort of rising stardom of Jordan Poole, I think that the Warriors just have kind of experience and the right kind of playoff players to ultimately emerge victorious in this series. But as we saw in the first game, these two teams are very closely matched, and I think this will be a spectacularly fun series to watch. It's tough. I'm still struggling with it, even though I've already said Golden State and seven, just because these are two incredible teams that have very different strengths, and yet, as we saw in that first game, are two very, very closely matched squads. So I think ultimately the Warriors' experience, not to mention their one-game lead already at this point, having won the opening game of the series, I think Golden State will take this one in seven, but if the first game is any indication, this should be an absolutely spectacular series to watch. And if there are any series in this conference semifinals that go the full seven games, I think it'll be the Golden State-Memphis matchup.
Yeah, this is going to be one heck of a series. And again, you've got Ja Morant at the peak of his powers, an emerging star. We know the pedigree, Steph, Clay, Draymond, and also with Jordan Poole coming into the fold for Golden State. So that's the number 2 seed Memphis Grizzlies going up against the number 3 seed Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference semifinal matchup, the second one in the Western Conference. And again, that's Nick Agar-Johnson. He's a writer for No Ceilings NBA, also hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and the host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast. Nick, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what's going on over at No Ceilings, hashtag basketball, Nets Republic, and the NBA Deep Dives podcast.
Absolutely. So once again, thanks so much for having me on the show. You can find all of my work on my Twitter page at NBAJOHNSON. As you mentioned, I write for No Ceilings NBA. Now that the college season has wrapped up, a lot of the focus is obviously going to the NBA playoffs, but we over at No Ceilings are still putting out NBA draft-related content basically every day of the week. We're 6 days a week at this point putting up content on No Ceilings NBA, so definitely check us out there if you haven't yet. And I also, as you mentioned, write for hashtag basketball, and hashtag basketball hosts the NBA Deep Dives podcast, which I host with my co-host Tyler Metcalf. So both of us write for hashtag basketball, and you can find our work there. And then I also write over at Nets Republic, and the season is over for the Brooklyn Nets, unfortunately, at this point, but there's definitely still some work going up over on Nets Republic, and Nets Republic is transitioning over to coverage of the New York Liberty at this point, as well as covering NYNJ Gotham FC. So definitely if you're into either women's soccer or the WNBA, definitely be sure to check out Nets Republic as well.
You heard it from him. So one more time, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as No Ceilings NBA, hashtag basketball, Nets Republic, as well as the NBA Deep Dives podcast. And any websites that you want to let the listeners know, feel free to promote that as well.
Absolutely. So you can find me on Twitter at NBAJOHNSON. And then No Ceilings NBA is just NoCeilingsNBA.com. And then the social media accounts for No Ceilings NBA are at No Ceilings NBA. And then hashtag basketball is hashtagbasketball.com. And the Twitter handle for hashtag basketball is at #TBasketball. And then Nets Republic is NetsRepublic.com and at Nets Republic on social media.
You heard it from him. He's Nick Agar-Johnson. He is a writer for No Ceilings NBA, also hashtag basketball and Nets Republic, and also the co-host of the NBA Deep Dive podcast with Tyler Metcalf. So check him out. Check him out on the podcast with Tyler, as well as his articles and on his various social media platforms. Nick, again, thank you so much, my man. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to hopefully coming back on the show later to talk more basketball with you.
Absolutely. Thanks again, my man, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Especially Powell when the shot went up by Donovan, but quickly able to retain it and put it in for a nice little two-point shot inside.
First shot attempt, Doncic. This season, in this series, 18 per game. Doncic got the body bump. And gets it to go. It rattles home. He was looking for a call. Turnover. Hernan Gomez. Two-on-one developing. He's going to do it himself. Blocked by Doncic. Gets back defensively. Leak out. Dinwiddie. Pump fake and all alone for two.
9 times out of 10, they're going to call that.
Brunson's got 20 points to lead the Mavs. Doncic. Oh, yeah. Doncic. Finney Smith trying to quiet the crowd. He dives! Nylon on a triple. Doncic, hesitation, corner, Brunson. He's got it! Jalen Brunson with a...
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Michael Broussard was born and raised in Baton Rouge. Michael is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Baton Rouge. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway. Anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andre LeBlanc was born and raised in Shreveport. Andre is also sharing his health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like his DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact his health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport. Allison Landry was born and raised in Shreveport. Allison is also sharing her health data with all of us, the largest and most diverse research program of its kind, so that researchers can study how things like her DNA, lifestyle, and environment impact her health. What clues do you hold? Join all of us to help researchers look for answers to health's toughest questions. You may even learn something about yourself. Answers are in all of us. To learn more, visit joinallofus.org/Shreveport.
Everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. A big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson, co-host of the NBA Deep Dives podcast and a writer for No Ceilings, hashtag basketball and Nets Republic. Until next time, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you've been listening to At the Rim.